I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The state's highway freight plan says agriculture is a key freight industry in the state. According to the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, Colorado's ag industry generates more than $5 billion in economic output annually, $1.7 billion in ag exports. Of course, that would not be possible without well-functioning freight systems. The capacity, the infrastructure, and pricing of some of the nation's ag freight transportation corridors are part of a study underway by the USDA. Mark Burton at the University of Tennessee says nearly every corner of the U.S. is under review.
This study is one that we've just begun for USDA, and it is actually applying some of the tools that we've used in other studies, some modeling capabilities, to look at rail and water competition in ag-served markets throughout the U.S., and that's that sort of upper Miss Illinois basin to coastal Louisiana corridor that is heavily reliant on navigation. You've got a corridor that is used for both corn and soybeans and wheat between the upper Midwest and the Pacific Northwest. It also connects the prairie to the PNW. And then finally, you've got a huge rail-served wheat corridor that moves down through the Plains states to the Texas Gulf.
Agricultural production is the highest on the Eastern Plains and in San Luis Valley. During times of harvest, potentially every road in areas of high agricultural production serves as a mover of freight.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.